AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. In California, crews pushed through a snowstorm near Lake Tahoe to rescue six backcountry skiers who survived an avalanche. Nine others from their tour group remain missing. Mark Zuckerberg will testify in an unprecedented social media trial that questions whether Meta's platforms deliberately addict and harm children. The CEO is expected to answer tough questions today from attorneys representing a now 20-year-old woman identified by the initials KGM, who claims her early use of social media addicted her to the technology. Les Wexner's longtime friendship with Jeffrey Epstein will be the subject of a closed-door congressional deposition in Ohio today. The billionaire retail magnate is expected to face questions about new revelations contained in the latest release of the Justice Department's documents related to the late sexual predator. The 88-year-old and retired founder of L Brands has said he plans to cooperate with a subpoena from Democrats on the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee. A judge has blocked the deportation of a Palestinian activist. AP correspondent Mike Hempen has the story.
An immigration judge halts the deportation of an activist who led protests at Columbia University. The judge has dismissed the Trump administration's deportation case against Mohsen Madawi, a Palestinian graduate student. The judge says she has terminated the case because of a procedural misstep by government attorneys. They failed to properly certify an official document they intended to use as evidence. The Trump administration may appeal the decision. Last month, a separate immigration judge blocked the government's attempts to deport a Tufts University graduate student over an op-ed criticizing the school's response to the war in Gaza. I'm Mike Hempen.
This is AP News. A university in India has been caught passing off a robotic dog as their own invention. The AP's Lisa Dwyer has more on the story.
A private Indian university has been booted from a top artificial intelligence summit in New Delhi after one of its staffers displayed a commercially available robotic dog made in China. Two government officials say Gulgotius University was ordered to take down its stand at the summit a day after the university's professor of communications told a broadcaster that the robotic dog Orion was developed by the university. Internet users, however, quickly identified the robot as the Unitree Go-To sold by China's Unitree Robotics with a starting price tag of $1,600. The Unitree Go-To is widely used in research and education. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.